Trump in France, stand your ground verdict. I'm Barton Eckert. President Trump flew overnight to France for the G7 summit, but he addressed a number of issues before departing on Air Force One. The president says he will stand up to China because the trade stakes are too high.
We're not going to lose close to $1 trillion a year to China, and China understands that. I hope that with President Xi, I have a good relationship, but they understand we're not going to do it. And this is more important than anything else right now.
The man who fatally shot Marquise McLuckton in a controversial Stand Your Ground case in Florida was found guilty by a jury last night. McLuckton's family says they can now begin to heal. After 6 hours of deliberation, the jury found Michael Draca guilty of manslaughter. Fires in the Amazon rainforest will be discussed during the G7 meeting. While Brazil's president claims the situation is being exaggerated, he's sending in troops to battle the fires. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
While Brazil's president has disputed claims that the number of forest fires in the Amazon are outside the averages, he still plans to deploy the army to tackle the wildfires that have been raging in the rainforest. The troops are being deployed starting today, and they'll remain through September, according to a presidential decree obtained by CNN. French President Emmanuel Macron called the fires in the Amazon rainforest an international crisis that should be on the agenda at the G7, President Bolsonaro said Macron was being sensationalist and using the fires for political gain. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Hong Kong police using tear gas to try to disperse anti-government protests across the harbor from Hong Kong Island. It was the first use of tear gas in about 10 days amid protests that have persisted for nearly 3 months. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg appears to have fared well with radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. I'm Barton Eckert.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-529-2856.
Write it down.
800-529-2856.
A surprising movie spurring Oscar talk. Correspondent David Daniel with more.
They waterboarded him 183 times. 11, 12, everything they got from him 13, was either a lie or something they already had.
If it works, why do you need to do it 183 times?
Maybe when the report comes out, people will finally see that.
The first trailer is out for The Report, about an investigation into a detention and interrogation program the CIA started after 9/11. The political thriller starring Adam Driver and Annette Bening is earning Oscar buzz. It hits theaters in mid-November. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Cocaine valued at more than $1 million has been found with shipments of bananas at three Safeway grocery stores in Washington State. Bellingham police say employees found about 51 pounds of coke while unloading bananas on August 18th. They immediately called 911 and police seized the drugs. I'm Barton Eckert.
The following is a commercial message.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Some politicians are claiming socialism is the prescription for all ills. When it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made coverage so popular. They're tempted to import price controls from other countries' socialist systems or erode free market negotiations on medications. Congress is considering socialist policies like price controls, which would harm both innovation and our access to treatments. America leads the way in medical innovation, offering hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS are just over the horizon. New drugs are covered here years before other countries like Greece. Competition and free markets are the best way to enhance Medicare drug coverage. Now more than ever, the Senate must stand strong against price controls and for the free market. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Starting in Manassas this morning, on 28 Noakesville, the southbound lanes between Godwin Drive and 234 right at Pennsylvania Street are still shut down. The whole intersection was shut down. Now the northbound lanes have been reopened. 66 westbound right at 28, you can expect a little bit of activity there with a crash in your right lane. And as you make your way on 295, the Anacostia Freeway southbound at Pennsylvania Avenue, the construction there has you jammed up now as you make your way from East Capitol Street.
The following is a commercial message.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Some politicians are claiming socialism is the prescription for all ills. When it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made coverage so popular. They're tempted to import price controls from other countries' socialist systems or erode free market negotiations on medications. Congress is considering socialist policies like price controls, which would harm both innovation and our access to treatments. America leads the way in medical innovation, offering hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS are just over the horizon. New drugs are covered here years before other countries like Greece. Competition and free markets are the best way to enhance Medicare drug coverage. Now more than ever, the Senate must stand strong against price controls and for the free market. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/2/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's hot in the city. Too hot. Air conditioners frying like butter.
Thank goodness you're here. I'm positively melting in my home.
Well, ma'am, Michael and Son's 21-point tune-up will make your AC blow stronger, colder, and it's just $59.
$59? Sounds impossible.
It's what we do, ma'am. We do AC tune-ups the right way.
The $59 AC tune-up from Michael and Son. Case closed.
If you can, we can. Michael and Son.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. President Trump has landed in France. his first landing in France. He will take a smaller aircraft on down to Biarritz, which will be the scene of the G7 this weekend. And we'll have angles on the G7 coming up from John Gizzi, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist from Newsmax, and also KT McFarland. And a lot going on. The president, love him or hate him, the president has got an amazing abundance of energy. He left the White House last night right around 11 o'clock. He's got the business suit on. I mean, if I'm going to take the red eye basically to France, I'm not going to be wearing the business suit with the tie. I'm just not going to be doing that. But he is dressed business suit, tie, and does 10 minutes of Q&A with the reporters as he leaves the White House at 11 o'clock last night. So we're going to have some of the highlights of what he had to say here. But as you know, it was pretty tough Friday on the stock market, down over 600 points. China had launched a $75 billion retaliation in tariffs for the $300 billion in tariffs that were to be imposed by the United States. Well, the president responded to that $75 billion hike by hiking tariffs as of September 1st from 10 to 15% on $300 billion in Chinese goods, and then plans for an October 1st increase of 25 to 30% on another $250 billion. That, along with the kind of back and forth with the Federal Reserve, did cause the market to go down over 600 points yesterday afternoon. So the president met the reporters as he left the White House last night about 11 o'clock, and on their mind, of course, China.
Seeing a lot of the leaders who are friends of mine for the most part, wouldn't say in 100% of the cases, but for the most part, and I think we're doing very well. Our economy is doing great. We're having a little spat with China, and we'll win it. We put a lot of tariffs on China today. As you know, they put some on us. We put a lot on them. We're up to about $550 billion. They've been hitting us for many, many years for over $500 billion a year, taking out of our country much more than $500 billion a year. So we want that stopped. Okay?
And pretty much most of the approximately 10 minutes that he spent with reporters was dedicated to China and tariffs.
No, I think our tariffs are very good for us. We're taking in tens of billions of dollars. China's paying for it. They're, as you know, manipulating their currency. I think that our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
So you know that yesterday afternoon, the president made what he called an order to American companies to start looking at getting out of Chinese business. So he came back and explained that a little more in detail, because a lot of people were asking, he can't just order American companies to stop doing business with China. Here's how he addressed it.
Well, in 1977, we had an act passed, a National Emergency Act. I have the absolute right to do that. We'll see how that goes, but I have the absolute right. 1977, check it out.
So, as you know, he had a little bit of a back and forth with the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and here's how he explained the latest on that dust-up last night at the White House.
No, I'm not happy with Jay Powell. I don't think he's doing a good job at all. I don't think he's much of a chess player, but I've got him, so, you know, that's what I have. That's what I have. What can I tell you? He's not much of a chess player.
You want Powell to resign?
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
And it did get pretty intense yesterday, because the president did tweet about the Fed chairman, who is our biggest enemy, Fed Chairman Powell, or Chinese President Xi. So we know that the tensions are pretty high between the president and his Federal Reserve chair. Well, there was more on the agenda last night as reporters did ask the president a number of questions leaving the White House. As you may have heard, the North Koreans have fired yet another two short-range missiles. This happened late Friday, our time. And the question to the president, did Kim Jong-un break his promise with these missile tests?
No, I don't think so. I think that we have a very good relationship. We'll see what happens. That could always change, but we'll see what happens. Kim Jong-un has been, you know, pretty straight with me, I think. And we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see what's happening. He likes testing missiles, but we never restricted short-range missiles. We'll see what happens. Many nations test those missiles. We tested a very big one the other day, as you probably noticed.
And as you know, the president had talked about the idea of trying to purchase Greenland, and he got a less than favorable response from the Danish prime minister. Much has been made of the media about that, the president actually canceling a trip to Denmark later this month. Well, here's what he had to say when he was asked about the latest with the prime minister of Denmark.
Called me. A wonderful woman. We had a great conversation. We have a very good relationship with Denmark, and we agreed to speak later. But she was very nice. She put a call in, and I appreciated it very much.
So that's pretty much the latest on President Trump from last night at the White House. It is 6:16. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And time for a check of the WMAL traffic and weather. And Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
The accident on 66 westbound at 28 in Centerville has been cleared. All your lanes are open. 66 looks good outside the Beltway, eastbound and westbound between Centerville and the Beltway. Crash on 28 Noakesville Road, southbound between Godwin Drive and the Prince William Parkway is shut down. Southbound lanes are shut down right at Pennsylvania Street. Making your way inside the Beltway on 66, westbound between Spout Run and Glebe Road, we do have construction there that takes away your left lane. Minor delays. 295, the Anacostia Freeway, starting to see delays for you from East Capitol Street, making your way toward Pennsylvania Avenue because of construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high temperature of 78. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 79. Clouds on Monday will be up to 75. Cloudy Tuesday with a high of 80. Right now in D.C., 60 degrees headed to 78. 6:17 Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We've got a lot going on the Saturday Morning Update. Good to have you with us. We've got John Gizzi coming up in a little while. Jennifer Harper will join us from the Washington Times. Some interesting poll numbers on the notion of impeachment. And she had a chat with Judge Jeanine, who has another book coming out on Monday, probably going to be another New York Times number one bestseller. We'll be talking with K.T. McFarland. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, latest on Iran, among the topics that we'll talk about with Tony Schaefer. And we mentioned it is a picture-perfect weekend coming up with sunshine and a high of 79 tomorrow. The Beach Boys will be at Wolf Trap. We'll talk with lead singer of the Beach Boys, Mike Love. Kind of an interesting chat with Mike. His relationship with George H.W. Bush we'll be talking about in the 7 o'clock hour. So that's coming up. And always good to have you join us. First hour of the Saturday Morning Update. Talked a lot about the president. What about the Democratic presidential candidates? Well, they're at the DNC summer meeting in San Francisco. The presidential candidates are there except for Pete Buttigieg, and Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a prior event in New Hampshire, is what they say. So Joe Biden sends a video, right? So imagine you've got the summer meeting of the Democratic National Committee. So just the room is full of, you know, hardcore political supporters, Democratic Party, just like at a Trump rally. You've got, you know, a pretty energetic room. Well, you had an energetic room, but then they put the Biden video on.
I'm running for president to restore the soul of this nation, to rebuild the middle class and to unify our country. But no matter who ultimately earns our party's nomination, I stand united with every single Democrat behind our first and most important mission. Beat Donald Trump.
Can you imagine being in that room and this video comes on, right? So of all of the political consultants that we have in this town, charging tens of thousands of dollars, typically tens of thousands of dollars a month for the good ones, here's some advice for the Biden team. When your opponent is calling you Sleepy Joe, do not produce sleep-inducing campaign videos from a hotel room. I mean, the video was shot in what looks like the parlor of a hotel room. I mean, are we talking bedtime for Joe here or what? Bedtime for Biden. Wow. At least pep the video up. You know, be animated. I'm running for president. Anyway, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure some of this stuff out, you know. Well, Joe Biden has been criticized for a number of gaffes recently, as I'm sure you've been hearing about. Here's one that he said yesterday that... it's got a lot of people just scratching their head. And just listen very carefully to what he is saying here.
My two political heroes were Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. My senior semester, they're both shot and killed. Imagine what would have happened if, God forbid, Barack Obama had been assassinated after becoming the de facto nominee. What would have happened in America?
Just an odd question to ask. What would have happened had Barack Obama been assassinated? A lot of people are scratching their heads about that comment, and clearly something that was not scripted for Joe Biden and just went off the teleprompter. And that's sometimes, you know, what happens. And that's of a lot of concern to Democratic strategists and a lot of people in the party. And the stories floating around now are that the, you know, people that are supporting Biden are not really enthusiastic or energetic. They're only there because they think he has the best chance of beating President Trump. They're not there with the enthusiasm and the excitement of more progressive candidates or the enthusiasm or the excitement as you would see at a Trump rally. So another reason for the concerns among the supporters of the Democratic front runner. So Bernie Sanders is there at the DNC summer meeting. Bernie Sanders came out with his $16 trillion Green New Deal concept. So the question is, how does Bernie Sanders fund his $16 trillion Green New Deal? Well, he's going to take $6.4 trillion from clean energy sales that are projected. He's going to make a $1.2 trillion cut in the military. He plans $2.3 trillion from taxes paid on the new jobs created. I don't know how much tax he's going to lose on all of the industries that he puts out of business. Because he's planning in his budget to raise $3 trillion from litigation from the fossil fuel industry. So envision $3 trillion in litigation. That would probably put them all out of business. So what about all the unemployed fossil fuel industry workers? Is that factored into the budget? So... the irony is that he was asked a question about this, and aircraft and flying around the country and going back and forth, you know, these candidates do fly in private jets when necessary and obviously first class when they go commercial. And here's how Bernie Sanders addressed a question about that.
You seem adamant about climate change.
Yep.
Of course. So what ways would you take to practice what you preach if you were to become president?
No, I'm not going to walk to California. All right, you know, look, you know, I understand that. You know, we do the best we can as an example, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're not going to use fossil fuels. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to get on a plane. That would not be true.
I'm not going to tell you we're not going to use fossil fuels, but you're going to sue the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $3 trillion to fund your Green New Deal. That's a head-scratcher, too. Anyway, it's 6:25 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Well, here we are. The first year under the new tax reform law is in the books. Are you happy? Or would you like to do even better next year? Abe Abish and his team at Abish Financial Services are hosting a complimentary dinner event called Trump's New Tax Plan, Help or Hindrance. They'll give you some ideas on how adjusting your tax strategy now can potentially lower your tax liability this time next year. You and a guest will enjoy a nice evening out at one of our best fine dining restaurants. But more importantly, you'll discover how to protect a portion of your retirement savings from market volatility, how you can still itemize even with the higher standard deduction, how the adult caregiver tax credit works, and lots more. For details on the next fine dining event, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or register online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abraham Abish does not provide legal or tax advice. By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish.
Now during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get an additional $500 bonus cash on Ram 1500 and see how Ram has more to offer. The all-new Ram 1500. It's got more storage with a class exclusive available Ram box, and it's the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The new Ram 3500 has more power with an available 1,000 pound-feet of diesel torque and more towing, over 17 and a half tons. The all-new Ram 1500 and new Ram 3500. Hurry in to get a great deal at the Ram Labor Day sales event. Or get 20% off MSRP on select 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models in dealer stock the longest. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and hurry in today during the Ram Labor Day sales event. See dealer for details. On oldest 15% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 Classic models as of 8/119 while dealer stock lasts. Offer not available on lease offers or with any other manufacturer incentive offers. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school. They're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy? Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard, and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And, well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
It's 6:30 on WMAL, and a look at the news. The president has landed in France as he attends the G7 summit this weekend. Among the items on the agenda, the host, French President Emmanuel Macron, has threatened to block a recent trade deal with Mercosur. It includes Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay, and Ireland has joined in the threat to block that agreement in the European Union, and that is on the agenda this weekend. It's a trade deal between the European Union and South American trade bloc, and he says it will not help reduce the destruction of the rainforest in Brazil, so there is contention on that debate. Hong Kong protesters have cut down what is called a smart lamppost. They feared it would facilitate Chinese surveillance in the city's latest anti-government protest. A group of protesters this morning used an electric saw to slice through the bottom of the lamppost while others pulled ropes tied around it. They cheered as it toppled over. There are reports of tear gas being fired at protesters this morning. It's part of a larger group marching to demand the removal of smart lampposts installed in a district over fears that they could contain high-tech cameras and facial recognition software and be used for surveillance by Chinese authorities. The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard says it has successfully test-fired a new missile amid growing tensions with the United States and the unveiling of the nuclear deal with world powers. The semi-official Tasnim news agency is close to the Guard. It said that General Hossein Salami told a group of clerics on Saturday about the missile test a day earlier. He called it one of the successful days of the nation, gave no further details. South Korea is reporting that North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says in a statement that the launches were made from North Korea's northeastern province of Hamgyong on Saturday morning. The statement didn't say exactly what type of projectiles that North Korea launched. And the Supreme Court says that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas and that there is no evidence of the disease remaining. The court said Friday the tumor was treated definitively and there is no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. The court said Ginsburg had canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise maintained an active schedule during her treatment. She's had several bouts with cancer, and she is now 86 years old. Time for a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL, and Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Starting in Manassas this morning on 28 Noakesville Road southbound between Godwin Drive and 234 the Prince William Parkway, right at Pennsylvania Street. The southbound lanes remain closed because of a serious crash. Otherwise, things are pretty quiet around town. If you make your way on 395, keep in mind your HOV lanes are shut down between Edsel Road and the Pentagon, but your main lanes look great between Edsel and the Pentagon, both directions, northbound and southbound. Downtown, we do have a water main break in southeast. Naylor Road between 19th Street and Fairlawn Avenue is shut down right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got sunshine for you today, high temperature 78. Sunshine tomorrow up to 79. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 75. Some clouds Tuesday, high 80. And Wednesday, look for afternoon showers with a high of 83. Right now in Washington, a very cool 60 degrees, heading to 78 this afternoon. 6:34 Saturday morning update.
It's Ashley Home Store's biggest Labor Day event, and it's your chance to save up to 50% store-wide, plus free delivery and setup. Many groups at Ashley's lowest prices ever. Shop Ashley Home Store's biggest Labor Day sale in Maryland and Virginia.
How do you think the stock market will finish this year? Well, over the past 10 years, we've seen immense growth and volatility. A good question to ask is your investment plan ready for any market changes? Vince here on behalf of Graham Capital Wealth Management. Now is the time to get fiduciary advice you can count on. Need help? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com. Graham Capital Wealth Management is a registered investment advisory located on K Street, downtown, just blocks from the Capitol.
What democratic socialism is about is saying...
Some politicians are claiming socialism is the prescription for all ills. When it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made coverage so popular. They're tempted to import price controls from other countries' socialist systems or erode free market negotiations on medications. Congress is considering socialist policies like price controls, which would harm both innovation and our access to treatments. America leads the way in medical innovation, offering hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, and MS are just over the horizon. New drugs are covered here years before other countries like Greece. Competition and free markets are the best way to enhance Medicare drug coverage. Now more than ever, the Senate must stand strong against price controls and for the free market. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
It is good to have you on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper is with us every week. She writes for the Washington Times Inside the Beltway, her column. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick.
So the Democrats were very gung-ho on impeachment. It's quieted down a little bit, obviously, with everybody back in their home districts, but who knows what will happen when September rolls around. You've got some poll numbers that would indicate how the public feels about impeaching the president.
Yeah, well, indeed, certainly impeaching President Trump is the kind of the favorite dream of just about every Democrat out there, particularly House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. We can't forget that he's already started making some plans for a formal inquiry into the matter. And as you mentioned, we'll probably hear about that the minute they get back in September. But here's the deal, Rick. I've got a poll for you this morning that's indicating that the public is not in favor of impeachment. They just don't have the belly for it right now. And there have actually been several polls this year that have also indicated this as well. But I picked this one out to talk about because it's just got some very significant numbers. And it's also an academic poll. This is not a pollster. This is coming from Monmouth University. And, again, the majority of Americans do not have the belly for impeachment right now, and this whole idea that the nation is going to rejoice about impeachment proceedings about Mr. Trump is kind of a fantasy in many ways. Let's talk about these numbers a little bit. Again, this is coming from the Monmouth University poll, and it finds out that 6 out of 10 voters, this is all voters, condemn the idea of impeachment. And another 52%, again a majority, they say that the House inquiry is a bad idea. And if you're wondering some of the reasons why they don't want impeachment, at least right now they don't, this poll went into them. And here's what they found, that the top reasons include the feeling that, quote, Trump has done nothing wrong. That was cited by 27% of them. They also said it would be a waste of time and money. They said it was that the inquiry itself would be a partisan witch hunt. These are the language out of the poll, by the way. I'm not using them. These are all from the poll itself. They also say that Trump has done a good job as president and that Congress should be working on other issues. And I think a lot of people across the board would really agree with that because they're tired of the do-nothing Congress. And they've already had a giant inquiry with the Mueller investigation. And, you know, just a couple more of the reasons that were cited. A lot of the voters say it's a waste of resources. Many think that it's going to backfire against the Democrats. And that it's also too late in Mr. Trump's term of office to even start the whole process. Some also said that there was no point in impeachment because the Senate would never vote to remove him as president. And Patrick Murray, he's the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, he said, Donald Trump is not a popular president by most measures, but the appetite for impeachment remains very low. And also significantly, they asked voters what would happen with a failed impeachment. And believe it or not, a third of the voters say that if there was a formal impeachment process without a conviction, that would put Mr. Trump in a stronger position to be reelected. And also there's some collateral damage here, Rick. The survey also found that a third of the voters say that an impeachment process without conviction will put the Democrats in a weaker position. So it's a complicated process, but it's interesting. And again, most of these polls are saying voters are going, nah, no impeachment, please, not right now, we're not ready.
Just wait till they drop the idea of impeachment and go ahead and try and abolish the Electoral College before 2020. GOP war chest, big bucks coming into the grand old party. How are the Dems doing?
Well, let's talk about those big bucks. This is unprecedented. The Republican National Committee released some of the numbers, and numbers often speak in volumes when it gets complicated. I always tell everybody that if you can't figure out anything, just go to the numbers. But here's what the Republican National Committee announced this week. They said that in July, the party received a record-breaking $20.8 million. That's $21 million, essentially. And this is the largest ever off-cycle July haul for them. And if you're wondering how much money they have so far, just this year, $118 million in the bank. So that's lots and lots. And you have to remember also, the Democratic National Committee did not say much about how much they earned in the month of July. In fact, they didn't say anything. The only thing we know is that they raised $8.5 million in June. So you have to think that they're getting a little nervous here. And let's talk about that. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez, he put out a public message for his flock. And this is what he said. I won't lie to you. These numbers are daunting. And he's referring to the amount the Republicans took in. We don't have to match Trump and the Republican National Committee dollar for dollar in order to beat them. But it's clear that we urgently need to turn up the heat on our fundraising to keep our eventual nominee and the Democrats nationwide from being overwhelmed by the GOP's money machine in the general election. He says, again, this is Tom Perez, the worst mistake we can make is to underestimate Trump and the RNC. I cannot overstate this. They're not waiting until next year to invest in 2020, and neither can we. Again, that's Tom Perez talking about money and muscle, I guess.
Former Democrat has some real estate muscle these days. The Obamas made a nice little purchase. Where and how much?
Yeah, we've talked about some of their real estate interests. And the last time we talked about this, Rick, the power couple of the Democratic Party, I guess we could put it that way, they were interested in buying a house out in Los Angeles because now they're producers for Netflix. But they need an East Coast place as well. So let's talk about what former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, they are in the process of buying a, quote, mega expensive estate on Martha's Vineyard. You have to remember that they spent many a summer vacation there. In fact, I think every summer when they were in the White House, they were there. And this is, I wish I had broke this news, but I did not. This is coming from TMZ, the syndicated celebrity gossip show that constantly breaks political news. But anyway, they say that multiple island sources tell us that the Obamas are in escrow for the estate owned by Boston Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck. So that's the house they're talking about, and the property is $14,850,000. If you want a couple of the minimal details, I tried to get some more than this, but they're not releasing them right now. The main residence is close to 7,000 square feet. It is on 29 beachfront acres, Rick. Think about that. There are 7 bedrooms, incredible interiors, vaulted ceilings, massive stone fireplaces, a spiral staircase, and not one but 2 guest wings. Well, you kind of get the idea there, but that's the latest real estate for the Obamas.
And they have a nice pad here in Washington and Calorama, too. Judge Jeanine has a new book coming out. You spoke to her about it. What did she have to tell you?
Well, it's always interesting to talk to her. She is a very interesting, very smart, and very spirited person. It's always, it's kind of very enjoyable to talk to her. And I'll remind you that her last book was called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. She tells me that her new book that's coming out Monday is actually a sequel to this book. And guess what it's called? It's called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. So this indeed is a sequel. And she told me that in her previous book that she'd really focused on the Justice Department, the FBI, and She said that she became very aware that there was corruption at the very highest levels. And she tells me, when I stepped back from it all, I realized there was a whole plot underway to remake America itself. Respect for law and order and the U.S. Constitution, respect for authority, it's disappearing. This is now a totally different country. This is not America. Again, that's a direct quote from her. And I think she articulates a fear or a concern that a lot of people have. And she also does not hold back. She said the damage has been inflicted by, quote, radical leftists who never got over President Trump's victory in 2016. And as a sideline here, she's known President Trump for 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. And she's really upset about open borders, illegal immigration, you know, lots of concerns that other Americans have that, you know, doesn't get covered so much in the news media, which is why I think some of her books do end up as number one. I mean, this her previous book was a number one bestseller at the New York Times. So that tells you a lot. But anyway, here's what she has to say about the illegal immigration situation. She said, you cannot tell these people trying to come into this country to just go ahead and break the law, yet they're being told to do that. You cannot tell hardworking Americans that they now have to pay for free health care for illegal aliens. Again, this is Jeanine Pirot. That's a direct quote. And she's also unhappy about all the investigations that have gone on and so forth and so on. And, you know, I did talk to her at length, but it's so early in the morning. Let's just cut to the chase. She says to me, this is not the America our forefathers envisioned. This is not the America my grandfather or father fought for in two world wars. This is not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness happening here. Again, her book is called Radicals, Resistance and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. It comes from Center Street Books, and they also count Newt Gingrich, Donald Trump Jr., Michael Savage, and Charles Hertz. He's the opinion editor at the Washington Times. They're also at the Center Street Books. So that's something to watch for on Monday.
You know, if you live in the D.C. area, you probably haven't been to a state fair in a while. The Maryland State Fair is in Timonium. D.C. doesn't have a state fair, and Virginia State Fair is in Richmond. But we've seen the Democratic presidential candidates at the Iowa State Fair, and I think you kind of forget when you're in D.C. some of the items that they have at the refreshment and snack stands at the state fairs. It must be funny to see these candidates who are, you know, Capitol Hill types, and they're out there and they have to eat what?
Oh, well, they all eat pork chops on a stick, of course. And the news media, Rick, covers this as if it's a whole policy thing. It's almost like they cover the deep-fried food that these folks make even more than they do their policy statements. But you can't blame them for that. And, indeed, just a quick look at some of the stuff that the candidates actually ate at the Iowa State Fair, because that was covered by NBC. Can you imagine? Anyway, Bernie Sanders had a corn dog, as did Elizabeth Warren. Think about that. Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand, they enjoyed the pork chop on a stick, and Cory Booker had a deep-fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And Amy Klobuchar, she met the public, Rick, with a paper container of cheese curds. And it was Pete Buttigieg that caught the attention of the media. He really corralled that. This is a list of things that he had at the Iowa State Fair in the span of 4 hours. He had a root beer float, a pork chop on a stick, a fried bacon ball BLT, I don't know what that is, fried Oreos, had chocolate milk, a gizmo sandwich, Italian sausage, and which he actually tucked away for dinner or something like that. But I did a little study just so you won't have to, and here's a couple of the other items. At the Iowa State Fair, they had deep-fried deviled eggs. Think about that. Deep-fried pecan pie on a stick with bacon bits. Moving over to the Minnesota State Fair, Rick, they had deep-fried potato skins stuffed with scrambled eggs and peppers and deep-fried duck wings. Don't know about that. The Texas State Fair, they also had Texas cream corn casserole fritters, along with a Southern Fried Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo ball. I don't know what that is again. Anyway, the Indiana State Fair, let's move over there. Bison hush puppies plus deep-fried duck fat potatoes with cheese curds and gravy. We'll move down to the Florida State Fair. They had a deep-fried quarter pound of mozzarella cheese on a stick, also a red beans and rice funnel cake with smoked sausage. Moving way far away to the Alaska State Fair, they had flash-fried catfish with red beans, deep-fried halibut chunks, fried peaches, and sourdough corn fritters with honey butter, and that's your deep-fried report for this morning.
Sounds like a fun outing.
I guess.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times is where you can keep up with her. Also on Twitter, at Harper Bulletin. As always, thank you very much and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, Rick.
6:50 Saturday morning update. Coming up next, Lindsey Graham on the, wow, the stock market going up and down on Friday. What did he have to say about it? We'll also have some interesting comments from Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a Democratic presidential candidate, and Bill de Blasio. All coming up, but right now we'll check the traffic and weather. Christine Eads is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Heavy delays downtown on the Anacostia Freeway as you make your way southbound. That's because of construction at Pennsylvania Avenue. So now we're seeing those delays from just after Benning Road to get down towards Pennsylvania Avenue, where two lanes are maintained, but they shift over to the left. Also, Pennsylvania Avenue, the ramp now to enter to southbound 295. There's a lane shift there as well. So a lot of activity and construction going on downtown on 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue. That's what's causing those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 79. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 79. Tuesday, cloudy, high of 80. Wednesday, afternoon showers up to 83. It'll warm back up later in the week. Right now in Washington, 60 degrees. We are heading up to 78 and with 6:51 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, well, if you were watching the numbers yesterday on the market, it was going down, down, went down over 700 points, but did recover about 100 points, closing right around 600. So kind of a tough day on the stock market. And if you get a little jittery when you see things like this going on, it's always nice to be reassured by Lindsey Graham that there is a silver lining in some of these clouds.
Don't trust Wall Street to take care of China. If there were a deal tomorrow with China, even though it would be a terrible deal, the stock market would go up 1,000 points. Mm-hmm. And 10 years from now, we would reap the consequences of that terrible deal. The stock market doesn't impress me at all when it comes to China. What impresses me is the president's determination to get them to change their behavior. They sell us a lot more than we buy from them. We can put tariffs on a lot more products coming out of China than they can put tariffs of products going into China from the United States. Will we feel this as consumers? Yes. But pay now or pay later when it comes to China. Mr. President, keep it up. You're the only guy in my lifetime who's ever taken on China, and you got a good hand here. Play it out. And here's what I would tell the American people. If Donald Trump doesn't do it, who else will? And if you don't do it, you're going to lose the world to China.
And that was Lindsey Graham talking with Martha McCallum on Fox yesterday. Democratic presidential race, two candidates dropped out this week. Jay Inslee, who I was familiar with, he was the third to drop out. And then Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton was the fourth Democratic candidate to drop out. And it's like, I didn't even know he was running, but he's out. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is still in. He did not make the threshold for the next Democratic debate. And Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Democratic presidential candidate, is not happy with the process.
We're rewarding celebrity candidates with millions of Twitter followers, billionaires who buy their way onto the debate stage, and candidates who have been running for president for years.
Whoa. Yeah. Now... We talked earlier about Joe Biden sending a video, right? Well, Bill de Blasio sent a video, too. They had a little problem. You may have heard this audio earlier in the week. If you haven't, it is rather amusing. They had a little trouble, and the audio was not what it was supposed to be. So first we're going to play a little bit of de Blasio and how he sounds on a normal day. Not that any day is particularly normal for Bill de Blasio, but here's what he would sound like on a regular day.
heart and soul of our party. I want to make it clear. This is supposed to be the party of working people. Yes, we're supposed to be
for 7 years. Okay, so that's de Blasio on a good day. This is how the video sounded.
I think the issue in this election is the lives of working people. This is what we need to focus on as Democrats. And too often, our party doesn't seem to be laser focused on the needs of working people. My whole campaign is.
So you heard de Blasio on a good day. That was de Blasio on Helium. Now, actually, what that was a Skype video that didn't come out the way it was supposed to. The people in the audience were laughing in the crowd. So tough day for Bill de Blasio. And a couple of quick notes. The Justice Department has now acknowledged that a psychologist working in the New York Federal Detention Center where disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein was being held, that psychologist had approved the removal of Epstein from a suicide watch that they had him on a list. They removed him from the suicide watch prior to his death. You remember in July he had been found unconscious on the floor of his cell. That prompted the suicide watch measures. Three-page letter from the assistant AG, Stephen Boyd, to the leaders of the House Judiciary Committee, Boyd confirming that Epstein had been placed on suicide watch after that incident, but, quote, Mr. Epstein was later removed from suicide watch after being evaluated by a doctoral-level psychologist who determined that a suicide watch was no longer warranted. So that's the very latest on the Epstein investigation. 6:56 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
Okay, let's play that game.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Details at WMAL.com.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Well, the end of summer is a time of transition.
Playtime is over. It's back to school, back to work, back to making progress.
Is it true that 1-800-GOT-JUNK can make it springtime anytime?
Sure, we can do that.
We've accumulated a lot of junk we need to get rid of.
And you're out of storage space, out of patience, and out of time, right?
Yes, exactly right.
All you have to do is point.
Really? I thought that was just a slogan.
1-800-GOT-JUNK is a full-service junk removal company. You don't need to lift a finger before we get there, and you don't need to lift a finger after we get there.
Except for my pointing finger, right?
Yes, except for your pointing finger.
How soon can you get here?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, and we can be there in 90 minutes.
Let's make this junk disappear, Sarah.
All you have to do
is point. I'm ready. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, the news is next with Barbara Britt. Then we're back with John Gizzi. We'll get the latest from John on the G7, what's anticipated. We'll also have a couple of political stories you may not have heard this week, and they are quite interesting. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's on the way. We'll talk with a rock icon and KT McFarland coming up, too.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.